the wisdom and of the knowledge of God. How incomprehensible are his judgments, and how unsearchable his ways. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. This past week, there were several tragedies that took place on a local scale, you might say. In St. Mary's, Kansas, our largest parish in the United States of the Society, three girls from that parish were driving together, and one of them didn't even have her license, and she was the one who was driving. And they were driving very fast down a dirt road, and she was losing control of the car, and she slammed on the brakes, and the girls were thrown from the car, and two of them were killed. And their names are in the bulletin today, Regina Riccomini and Brittany Tamaro. Brittany Tamaro, their names are at the bottom of that list of souls that we're asking you to pray for. Those were the two girls who were not driving. The girl that was driving survived with barely scratches. And now she has to live with this for the rest of her life, to know that it was because of her recklessness that two of her friends are dead. Yesterday, we were in Sacramento for the graduation ceremonies of the school, St. Michael's in Sacramento, and we had a barbecue outdoors afterwards, and suddenly we heard the sound of screeching tires, and we heard a loud crash right in front of the church, and we all ran out there. And this young man and girl together were driving in their car. We heard from witnesses they were going over 100 miles an hour, ran through a red light, and lost control of the car and slammed into a telephone pole right in front of the church, or across the street from the church. And amazingly enough, they're going to be fine. It is incredible they weren't killed. The car, you look at the car and you think, no way could anyone survive that wreck. Well, I bring up these two accidents to you because it's things like this that happen. People question God. They'll say, well, why, God, did you allow this? People do say things like that, especially, I'm sure, Brittany's family and Regina's family. They must be thinking that, you know, why did our daughters die and all these other people survived? You know, and we wonder, we say to ourselves, why is it that things like this happen? And all you can say is, God's ways are not our ways. How unsearchable are his judgments? How incomprehensible are his ways? You think of all the people that died just these past days in car accidents. And the world will emphasize the loss to the family, the recklessness of the youth, the dangers of driving too fast, or the benefits of wearing seat belts and having airbags in your car. And all of those things are true. But you must ask yourself, how does the Holy Trinity look at this? And God's ways are not our ways. God looks at these things entirely different. The way God looks at it is like this. My child, you are meant to spend just so much time here on earth. This is your judgment day. Is your soul prepared? Was I important to you? That is, did God have the first place in your heart, in your life? That's how God looks on it. It's not how you die or when you die. It's the way you live. That's how God looks at you. People say things like, why, Lord, why did you take Gina and Brittany? Almost like they blame him. But God, the Most Holy Trinity, made us for heaven. He put us here to be tested on this earth, just for a short time. And he put here in this world certain laws and truths that he will not transgress. That is, the metaphysical laws that God himself doesn't break. In other words, if you jump off a building, you will fall and be crushed. If you drink an excessive amount of alcohol, you will get drunk and damage your liver. And you will impair your senses and impair perhaps your driving skills and endanger other people. If you drive very fast and slam on the brakes, you'll lose control of the vehicle. And you'll endanger everyone around you. These are things that God will not prevent. They are part of the laws of nature. And he will not transgress them except by a miracle in very rare circumstances. You see, he put these laws here that we were to live by. And you're free to do what you want. God also made you free. He's not going to stop you if you do something reckless to endanger yourself or others. It is your choice. So I wanted to point this message out to all of you, and it's this, that we must stop blaspheming God. You might not realize that you blaspheme the Lord, but you do. Every time you blame God for something that goes wrong, you're guilty of blasphemy. You made the choice. You will have to live with the consequences. Don't blame God. No one today seems to want to take responsibility for things. If we fail in school, we blame the teachers. If we make bad choices in our life, we blame our parents. If we are reckless and injure ourselves, we look to sue in a court of law. We want to take someone to court and make them pay for our recklessness in some instances. And especially when we are sinful, we tend to blame God for not helping us. We say things such as, "Oh, why, Lord, why can't I get over this? Why can't I stop doing these things?" And God just say, "My child, you can. Just stop. You have the grace and you have the help from God. It is your choice." And God does help us. He set certain laws to this universe, as I pointed out, and he gave us the commandments to help us, to guide us on the road of life. That's what the commandments are. They're like traffic signals. They're like signs on the road, pointing you in the right direction to heaven, telling you, go this way. Don't go this way. And he gave us the sacred scriptures, his word, his teachings. And he sent his son into this world to teach us the way to heaven, to eternal life. But what do we do? What does the world do? It says no to God. It disregards his laws and his commandments. It doesn't even allow anymore people to display the commandments. We remove the commandments from our courts. We remove the laws of God from our state laws. We have to have separation of church and state, as if the state should have laws that are not part of God's law. We disregard his words in sacred scripture. For instance, you know that the Bible says divorce, birth control, homosexuality are all clearly forbidden by the word of God in sacred scripture. And yet you have bishops and priests telling people that the church needs to rethink its position on these things. And these people that call themselves Catholic pretend like it was up to the church to decide on questions of divorce and homosexuality and birth control. It's not the church's decision. This is part of God's laws. You can't change them. It's not like the church has the power to change what God said. And you just wonder, how is it that God allows these so-called Catholics, they're not Catholic, but why he allows these people to get into positions of authority, where now they're running our diocese. These people have no faith. They don't believe in the Catholic religion anymore. And so when you hear about these kind of things, you have to just say to yourself, they've lost the faith. And as I said, you wonder, why does God allow it? Well, read the scriptures. How unsearchable are his ways. It shouldn't surprise us, really, because we rejected God. The world has rejected him. Should God continue to give us saints as bishops and leaders? No. But because the world has rejected him, we are left without shepherds. We are sheep that have been scattered and gone astray. And because we have left the Lord, we do not deserve to have good shepherds leading us. Well, my friends, God does teach us in his scriptures there are consequences for our actions. That he made us free and it is our choice to do good or to do evil. But to console you, I want to remind you as a conclusion that God will sometimes suspend his law. That is even the laws of nature. Something that should have happened does not. For instance, those two 20-year-olds yesterday in Sacramento should have been killed. They should be dead. But I wonder if maybe the Lord said, your soul is not ready, and so in mercy I will spare you this time. And you are to now learn from this terrible experience, and you are to go and sin no more. You are to amend your life. If only we looked on occurrences like that as signals from God to change our ways. It's amazing to me that people who get drunk continue to do it. Because don't you think in a way that God allows you to have all these terrible sickness and this terrible feeling the next day and headaches to make you remember that you've done something wrong and you shouldn't do this to yourself and you should stop. But people don't. They just do it again. It's the Lord trying to signal you and say, wake up. I'm trying to remind you. But it's not only for certain souls that God has mercy on and spares them, but God will also suspend his laws if you have a great faith. Yes, this is true. This is in the scriptures. Our Lord said it himself, if you had faith, you could say to this mountain, be removed from here and it would be gone. If you have faith, you could move a mountain. And so what our Lord Jesus Christ was saying to us is if you are a man or a woman of great faith and great devotion, the laws of nature will be suspended. That God will help you in a miraculous manner because of your faith. But we see so few miracles today because people have no faith or very, very little faith. And so, my dear friends, on this feast of the Holy Trinity, let us never question God, but let us start looking at the things of this world from his perspective and say to ourselves, this is how God sees it. And that's how I should look at it, too. Regina Riccomini and Brittany Tamaro, maybe God looked at them and said, you two dear girls are ready to meet your judgment. If I allow you to spend more time here on earth, maybe you wouldn't be ready. But now you are. And so he took them to himself. We should never question the ways of God. We should rather say, God is giving us signals and signs all the time to wake us up and direct us. How could anyone say God does not exist when he's given us so many signs? I mentioned the Shroud of Turin. You could talk also about the picture of Our Lady of Guadalupe. These pictures, according to the world and to science, cannot exist. These things should not exist. They do not. There's no human explanation for them. But they are signs from God to remind you of the truths of the faith. And when things, terrible tragedies happen in this world, instead of blaming or cursing God, you should say to yourself, this is a sign from God to wake us up, to make us change our lives. And even a sickness that attacks you, you should say to yourself, it is perhaps God signaling me that it's time for me to make ready for my judgment day. I have to make sure my soul is right with him. Do you ever experience that? Do you ever say to yourself when you have a very, very bad, let's say, stomach ache and you just feel like you just are so sick you feel like you're going to die? Do you say that to yourself? Do you say, Lord, I have to get my life in order. I know I do. If you do say things like that to yourself, it's good because it shows that your mind is taking a tragedy, as it were, and turning it to the Lord. It means that all is not lost for you. There's still hope because you still have the ability to see the signals of God in this world. So let us all wake up today on this feast of the Holy Trinity and recognize that the Holy Trinity is very concerned about each one of you, that he gives you signs, signals all through your life, and that he will suspend, even by a miracle, some of his laws of nature if you have great faith and great devotion in him. May the Most Holy Trinity bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.